Prince King, rider of the rhythm with the pristine bars. Keep it humble.
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Last night, trillions of dollars were stolen from the American people. But I got news for Mr. McConnell and for Mr. Ryan. They are not going to get away with that.
Early Saturday morning, Republican senators pushed through President Trump's massive tax overhaul, which would shower billions of dollars in tax cuts on corporations and the richest Americans, including President Trump's own family. We'll speak with Minnesota Democratic Congressmember Keith Ellison. Then to Honduras, where tens of thousands of protesters poured into the streets as the Electoral Commission has begun a recount of the contested presidential election. Last week, the Electoral Commission paused the counting of the votes when incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez was trailing opposition candidate Salvador Nasrallah, who's now calling on the Honduran military to stop the crackdown on protesters.
In this moment, I'm not calling on the generals of the armed forces or the colonels of the armed forces because they have already failed the people. Today, the 3rd of December of 2017, I'm calling on the base of the armed forces to rebel against your bosses.
At least three protesters have been killed so far. We'll go to Honduras for the latest. Finally, constitutional attorney John Boniface on the growing movement to impeach President Trump.
This is not about being dissatisfied about certain policies of the president. This is about the Constitution and the basic fundamental principle in this country that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Senate Republicans have passed a sweeping rewrite of the U.S. tax code that will dramatically impact not only household income, but also health care, domestic spending, even oil and gas drilling. The plan would slash taxes by nearly $1.5 trillion, with most of the cuts benefiting major corporations and the richest Americans, including President Trump and his own family. The bill passed the Senate in the early morning hours of Saturday on a vote of 51-49, with every Democrat voting against the bill and all Republicans voting for it, except for Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. Democrats blasted Republican leaders for only making the final text of the nearly 500-page bill available a few hours before the vote. The final draft had handwritten notes scribbled in the margin. Among those condemning the bill was Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders.
The legislation passed last night gives incredibly large tax breaks to the very, very wealthy. It raises taxes on millions of middle-class families. It leaves 13 million more Americans without health insurance. It raises health insurance premiums by 10% a year, and it raises the deficit by $1.4 trillion.
The bill would also roll back the estate tax on inherited wealth, which currently applies to about 5,000 of the wealthiest U.S. families. According to a report in Public Citizen, more than half of all registered lobbyists in Washington, D.C. worked on the tax bill. Republican leaders are preparing to form a conference committee to hash out differences between the bills passed by the House and Senate. We'll have more on Saturday's historic tax bill after headlines with Minnesota Democratic Congressmember Keith Ellison. President Trump's former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn pleaded guilty Friday to a single felony count of lying to the FBI about conversations he had last December with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. Flynn's plea came as part of a deal that'll see him cooperate with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into alleged Russian government meddling in the 2016 election and could see Flynn testify against President Trump and members of his inner circle. The deal also raises the prospect Flynn may have worn a wire for the FBI or otherwise secretly recorded conversations with administration officials. Documents handed to investigators as part of the plea deal show Flynn was ordered to speak with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak by a very senior member of presidential transition team, cited by many news outlets as Jared Kushner, President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law. Kushner reportedly ordered Flynn to work with Russian officials to delay a U.N. Security Council vote on a resolution condemning illegal Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank. On Saturday, President Trump reacted to the news as he prepared to leave the White House for fundraisers in New York.
What has been shown is no collusion, no collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy. And frankly, last night was one of the big nights.
Over the weekend, Trump lashed out against the Russia investigation, a series of tweets writing the FBI's reputation is in tatters and repeating his claim that former FBI Director James Comey lied when he testified that Trump asked him to call off the Bureau's investigation into Michael Flynn. In another tweet, Trump wrote, quote, I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI, unquote. Legal scholars say the tweet could be used to prove President Trump committed obstruction of justice when he fired Comey as FBI director. On Saturday, Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, claimed he was the one who drafted the tweet, saying he had made a mistake. In Honduras, thousands of protesters poured into the streets Sunday to denounce alleged election fraud and to support opposition presidential candidate Salvador Nasralla.
Here we have the people defending our sovereignty, defending our vote, defending the rights of the people. If we do not defend our rights, then there will be no one here to defend us.
At least three people were killed as Honduran security forces opened fire on the protests. Among the victims, 19-year-old Kimberly Fonseca, who was shot in the head as soldiers opened fire on a blockade erected in the capital, Tegucigalpa, Friday night. The protesters charge Honduras's Electoral Commission, which is controlled by U.S.-backed incumbent President Juan Orlando Hernandez, with rigging the vote count and delaying its announcement of the outcome of the November 26 election. We'll have more on the crisis in Honduras later in the broadcast. In Yemen, there are conflicting accounts about the fate of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, with Iranian media reporting he was killed by Houthi rebels after an assault that blew up his residence in the capital, Sana'a. Saleh's office in Yemen is denying the reports, which came as Houthi rebels and forces aligned with Saleh fought pitched battles in the streets. The rebels have been in an uneasy alliance with Saleh's forces until he threw his support to the Saudi-led coalition Saturday, effectively switching sides. Meanwhile, an airstrike by the U.S.-backed Saudi-led coalition killed at least 12 people in the city of Sada'a on Sunday. This is Megahid Ghassar, who was badly wounded in the bombing.
They targeted my house while there were 18 to 20 guests. The whole family was inside, as well as our cattle. Everything is gone. There's nothing left.
On Saturday, top UN officials called on the Saudi-led coalition to lift its blockade of Yemen's Red Sea ports, warning, quote, the threat of widespread famine in a matter of months is very real. In Syria, warplanes struck residences in the rebel-held city of Eastern Ghouta near Damascus over the weekend, killing 27 civilians and injuring dozens more. Video posted by the White Helmet Civil Defense Group appears to show the workers pulling bodies from buildings reduced to rubble, with children among the injured and dead. In Israel, tens of thousands of people marched through Tel Aviv Saturday, calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down and for an end to government corruption. A bill expected to be approved by the Israeli Knesset next week would bar police from publishing findings in two investigations into Netanyahu, who's facing possible criminal charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Netanyahu has been accused of trading political favors for luxury gifts, including cigars and champagne and other crimes. Meanwhile, President Trump is expected to decide today whether the U.S. will recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital city and whether the U.S. will move its embassy there from Tel Aviv. Trump's planned announcement comes after senior advisor Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, told the Sabon Forum in Washington, D.C., that Trump had not yet made a decision. Israel has occupied East Jerusalem since 1967, and Palestinian leaders have condemned any plans by the U.S. to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In Malta, police have arrested eight people in connection with the assassination of the investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia, who died in October when a powerful bomb planted in her car exploded near her home. Police will have 48 hours to question the suspects before either charging or releasing them. Galizia is known for her work exposing corruption, tax evasion, and organized crime. Back in the United States, more than 5,000 people rallied at Utah's state capitol in Salt Lake City Saturday, protesting President Trump's plan to open up protected federal lands to mining, logging, drilling, and other forms of extraction. Trump's scheduled to visit Utah today, where he's expected to announce he's shrinking the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. On Sunday, over 100 protesters dressed in white lay on the lawn of the Utah Capitol building and spelled out the words, "Go home, Trump," with their bodies. Former Access Hollywood host Billy Bush has responded to reports that President Trump's denying the veracity of the 2005 videotape in which Trump boasts about sexually assaulting women. In a New York Times op-ed published on Sunday, Bush writes, quote, "President Trump is currently indulging in some revisionist history, reportedly telling allies, including at least one United Senator, that the voice on the tape is not his. This has hit a raw nerve in me," said Bush. Bush writes he believes the stories of Natasha Stoyanov, Rachel Crooks, Jessica Leeds, and Jill Harth, who say Trump kissed them without consent, as well as Kristen Anderson's account that Trump groped her genitals at a New York nightclub in the 1990s. In California, former Republican governor and Hollywood star Arnold Schwarzenegger canceled a planned appearance at an awards dinner for California Common Cause Friday amidst renewed protests over his history of sexual harassment allegations. In 2003, the LA Times reported six women accused Schwarzenegger of groping, harassing, or humiliating them on movie sets or in other settings over a more than 20-year period. New York City's Metropolitan Opera has suspended longtime conductor James Levine over multiple sexual abuse claims. At least three men have accused Levine of abusing them decades ago when they were teenagers. Walmart has stopped selling a T-shirt that advocates for the lynching of journalists. The shirt, which was available in Walmart's online store, read, quote, "Rope, tree, journalist, some assembly required." The T-shirt made headlines last year when a Reuters photographer captured images of a man wearing it at a Donald Trump campaign rally in Minnesota 2 days before the election. Drugstore chain CVS said Sunday it'll purchase health insurer Aetna in a $69 billion mega-merger that could shake up the healthcare system. Analysts say the deal's likely to set off even more mergers in the pharmaceutical and healthcare industries. And Australia's parliament is putting the finishing touches on a marriage equality bill after a sizable majority of Australians voted in favor of ending heterosexual-only marriage in a public referendum last month. As debate opened in Australia's House of Representatives today, Member of Parliament Tim Wilson addressed his partner, Ryan Bulger, who was sitting in the chamber's gallery.
This debate has been the soundtrack to our relationship. We both know this issue isn't the reason we got involved in politics. Give us tax reform any day. But in my first speech, I defined our bond by the ring that sits on both of our left hands, and that they are the answer to the questions we cannot ask. So there's only one thing left to do. Ryan Patrick Bulger, will you marry me?
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. We begin today's program with President Trump's tax bill. Just before 2 a.m. on Saturday morning, Republicans passed a nearly 500-page bill with dramatic impacts on not only the U.S. tax code, but also health care, domestic spending, even oil and gas drilling in the Arctic. The plan would cut taxes by nearly $1.5 trillion, major corporations and the richest Americans, including President Trump and his own family, would reap the most dramatic benefits. The legislation includes slashing the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20% and giving further tax cuts to wealthy business owners. The Senate version would also dramatically cut the estate tax, while a House version of the plan passed last month would eliminate the estate tax entirely. Significantly, the Senate bill would also repeal the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate, which experts say would cause the cost of health insurance to skyrocket and lead to millions of people losing their health insurance. A little-known provision would even open one of the world's last pristine wildernesses, the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, to oil and fracked gas drilling. According to a report in Public Citizen, more than half of all registered lobbyists in Washington, D.C. worked on the tax bill. Overall, the bill is expected to add $1.4 trillion to federal budget deficits over the next decade. The New York Times reports this debt will be offset by cuts to Medicare, Social Security, and other government programs that benefit the poor and middle class. Critics say these cuts could include ending access to chemotherapy and other cancer treatments. The bill passed the Senate 51-49, with every Democrat voting against the bill and all Republicans voting for it, except Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker. This is Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders.
The legislation passed last night gives incredibly large tax breaks to the very, very wealthy. It raises taxes on millions of middle-class families. It leaves 13 million more Americans without health insurance. It raises health insurance premiums by 10% a year. And it raises the deficit by $1.4 trillion.
We're joined now by Minnesota Democratic Congressmember Keith Ellison, the first Muslim member of Congress. Ellison is also the deputy chair of the Democratic National Committee, or DNC. Congressman Ellison, welcome back to Democracy Now! Your response to this, in the dark of night passage of the tax bill that'll overhaul taxes in a way we haven't seen in decades.
Well, it's really designed to reorder our representative democracy. What they will do with these massive tax breaks is they will buy each other up in more mergers, which will concentrate markets and make it much more difficult for small businesses and workers. They'll also pay each other off and give each other more bonuses, which they will use to purchase political influence in Washington and state capitals all over the country. So you're talking about giving a lot of money to people who are already rich. They pretty much cannot use the money to spark consumer demand because they're already satiated from a financial standpoint, and we'll be raising taxes on many middle-class people and working-class people. So this is really, I think, more about reordering our society, creating a hereditary aristocracy in the United States, and really taking our country and leading it down a path where we will one day see a very tiny group of very, very, very rich elite people in an ocean of desperate people just trying to hang on and make it every single day. Not too much different from countries that we see around the world, like Honduras, where I recently visited.
And we're going to talk about Honduras in our next segment with you and Honduran activists. But I want to turn to President Trump's
I see a river running inside. of loving, and you need it more than anything, yeah. Your big house and fancy car don't mean nothing. You need love and all the joy it brings, yeah. I extend to you an invitation, an offer you can't refuse, no, to give you my loving forever. And it's all up to you. Try it. You like it.
Get out of hand.
minds on the outside, honey. It's more than ever was before. It's more on the inside than the out. The sky's so far. About to blow. My outside's looking like the inside, honey. When we pick a full of soil, and though I think I'll live it out, all I find is chocolate cooked in fives, marking out the days of my life until my body turns.
driving a German whip. Nah, chill a second. See man riding my yellow bicycle. Yep. Footprints to heaven. Still never been a Mac 11 veteran. Keeping my carbon emissions as low as sediments. I'm not into eating out of flash restaurants. Taking my earnings for a nibble of some elegance. As if elegance isn't already in me. I'd have more fun cleaning out a sooty chimney. Chimney, where's my kazoo? So I can play some good vibrations into this room. A lot of heavy-headed, heavily-leaded men are treading the boards towards ending up disconnected from everything. Stop picking at yourself. See the bigger picture. There's a lot more to life than spitting on your sisters. There's a lot more to eyes than seeing golden fingers. That life's a myth, but you still want your breath minted.
Ooh, and to the world, get stepping. May the force be with you. Forget the bench pressing. It's mind over matter. Matter doesn't actually play a factor unless you let it move faster. And to the world, get stepping. May the force be with you. Forget the bench pressing. It's mind over matter.
Time it takes to question why we're here, lessons, lesson. Forget other suggestions and make your own impressions. Moving up for the rest of us, moving so impetuous. Collected us, know the ones you're meant to trust. Awake in the morning, listen to the sound of rain. And take your yawning reactions in your brain. Happen cause they happen, apply to other actions. Animal inside of you, let him out a fraction. Roar, exclaim it, proclaim it more. Every closed door can be hacked out with a saw. Ignore the glass ceiling, enjoy the grass floor. And to the world unfold, it means more. More than just earning, replacing and burning. Encasing your earning, a place that you're certain means it was worth it. For nothing's perfect, to write, to rethink, redo and reverse it.
And to the world, get stepping. May the force be with you, forget the bench pressing. It's mind over matter. Matter doesn't actually play a factor unless you let it move faster. And to the world, get stepping. May the force be with you, forget the bench pressing. It's mind over matter. Matter doesn't actually play a factor unless you let it move faster.
The sound you are hearing is a relatively new one. Who is making the sound?
Like a tank on the MIC. On the scene with the game. like the star show. You got the blackest hair I've ever seen. And when I see you out, I'm trying hard not to stare, because he is standing there. But in my dreams you kiss me, and in my dreams you hold me right. But dreams, they only ever be oldie. I got the I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend blues. I'm not the type of girl that wants to be talked about, and my mama raised me too well that I never would have been fair. And my daddy told me that life is never fair. I guess I'll see you next lifetime. In my dreams you kiss me, and in my dreams you hold me tight. But dreams, they only ever be oldie. I got the I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend blue. Because he is standing there. But in my dreams you kiss me, and in my dreams, oh, you hold me tight, hold me tight, hold me tight. But dreams only happen in the night, oh dear. I got the I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend's blues.
I'm tired of being you. very free. I try to be a righteous man, talk to the Lord most every day. Sometimes this world can do me wrong, I keep to the path, won't go astray. When I start falling over, my feeling catch a flame. I'd be a man, say a man, but you won't be the same. If you ain't gonna do me right, I might just do you in. Ain't it a sin? Ain't it a sin? I try to find a